Andy Kendi, KTV Sports Director.
You guys are looking for someplace to eat on Christmas Eve in McDonald's Cheeseburgers.
Right.
And you think the Kendi's. Okay. It's a marathon, not a sprint, my man. Like, they don't think about the local sports anchor when scheduling these things.
Andy Kendi, KTV Sports Director.
I was actually thinking, hey, does that 30% coupon I got from Kohl's, was that expired yet, or can I go get a couple new ties?
It's worth trying.
Thank goodness gracious.
Spring him in, the Big Daddy.
I got a text from Corey last night, which is unusual, but I just want to see the whole collective unit. Nasty. How many times you get a gift card, you don't know where the heck it went, right? I'm just pining for a sitcom.
Well, I have, I cried yesterday one time. I don't think I'm... Andy, are you going to make me cry? Can you just... If you're going to try to make me cry, I need you to come out and tell me now so I can get mentally ready. Do not try to make me cry, Andy. Oh, no. Oh, no. Now I'm crying.
There you go. What's up, Nick? How's your week?
Well, no, you know what? If you know what's hard right now is if someone goes, hey, man, what's new? I don't think I can say nothing. I can't. Like, and that's kind of sad. Now I have to actually, like, answer that question. Hey, what's new? Well, a lot.
I'll tell you, these last couple days, absolutely rock solid. These shows, it's like when you get your house ready to move, it's like, what are we moving for? It's great. But I totally get it, man. I get it. When I know that this has been in the works, and all the props to you, dude. We go back a while, and
yes, we do.
For all the work we've done on KETV and vice versa on the radio, and it's been a pleasure, dude. And I tell you, you've got huge things ahead, and you know that. I mean, shoot, we've talked about it for years, and it takes a huge set of onions to do what you're doing, man. And sometimes you got to take that plunge. And good for you that you're doing it now.
I appreciate that, and I think you've been more impactful than you even think. Because I remember you and I being up in the old KETV studios, and we were recording some stuff on camera for me, drawing up some plays Doug was running, and you really helped with putting together some reels and stuff like that. And like, what's weird is I don't, off the top of my head, I don't think I can remember the first time I met you, but it was like I always knew you. Does that make sense? Like, I don't remember any of that awkward phase of getting to know this Andy Kendi guy.
No, and I agree. And it's one of those deals where, you know, I've been here 9 years now, and you've been on the air 10 years. So you've always been a part of my Omaha life. You know, when I first moved and I was trying to get my sea legs underneath me, right? Like, I was just overwhelmed. I moved like a week and a half before football season started in 2010, the Huskers' final season in the Big 12. And I didn't know what the hell end was up. And but every morning, the thing I could rely on is you and Chick, like, bringing it to us. And that was seriously, you have no idea how much that kind of set the tone. And you know, like it or not, what you guys do at 1620 really helps set the table in terms of what's important in the area. And that gave me a good idea about what matters here.
Oh, that's cool.
And
yeah.
And then moving forward, when we finally did get together, maybe a year or two in, it was interesting. I was thinking about it last night. I was like, man, remember all those times we were upstairs in the lofted area at the old KETV? You're on the traffic camera because that was the biggest camera that we could put that you could actually point out plays. It wasn't necessarily a telestrator per se, but I knew that, man. I knew that this day was coming, and good for you that this opportunity is ahead of you.
You have and I don't know if Matt and Thor have told you this, but like, because I guess I don't necessarily want to speak for them, but like, you have a calming presence, and one that, like, you make me feel more confident. And I don't know what that really is, but like, whenever I do like my Blue Jay Insider stuff with you, like, you make me, you kind of give me this confidence that I'm not sure there are only a handful of people that have that quality with me. And I don't know. It's interesting.
Well, thank you for saying that. And when I take my job as your producer at the higher level, please, I will expect a high recommendation. But you know what it comes down to, Nick, is having the talent to produce. And when people at home don't realize, like, we tape a segment every week during basketball season, and Nick and I, you know, we text back and forth, okay, would this day work? Okay, I'll see you at 2:05. We get into the side studio where Nick bangs out his podcast deal, and this is all coming up on the podcast, his recording there. And then, seriously, people in the audience, this is what happens. I say, hey, Nick, what do you think about A, B, and C? And you go, okay, well, how about C, we do this? Okay, that sounds great. Ready, bang, bang, good. And the whole process, I mean, we BS
in and out.
Three times as long as we are doing the on-camera stuff. And but the point is that it takes talent to do that on your end, to have your thoughts collectively. That's why I'm always so impressed with the way you are able to do it, how Damon's able to do it, how Sean Callahan is able to come up with these concise 30-second thoughts and at the snap of the finger. And that's not necessarily easy to do. You might think when you're at home, you're like, oh, I could do that. Well, put yourself in front of the mirror and try it, and then put a light on you and a microphone in your hand, and then see how easy it is. I tell you, it's not that easy. But Nick, God bless you, man. Thanks for all your work you've done for us over the years, because it's been terrific.
Well, I mean, you know, the feeling is mutual, and it's been so much fun to get to know not just you, but Thor as well. And I mean, it's there has certainly been this KETV and 1620 partnership that I know, at least from our vantage point, something we don't do enough in our industry is say thank you to, like, other members of the media, you know, and other people that help each other out. And like, I don't think we've said, at least I can speak on behalf of everyone here, we haven't said thank you to you guys at KETV enough. You guys are great.
Well, it's a win-win, and I appreciate that. And that relationship goes both ways. And obviously with you and Damon being on our airwaves quite a bit in the fall and the winter, that certainly helps fill some segments here and there. But yet,
sure,
it really helps inform the viewer, and that's really what we were after when we first started this out like 9 years ago. We said, how can we give people a different view, not just a talking head saying, here's a soundbite. Well, how about somebody who's A, played the game, and B, knows what's going on inside the program, which is where you came in and fit the bill so effectively, especially with this huge, I mean, think about the transition that you've gone through during your time on the radio. 10 years ago when you started, Huskers were still in the Big 12. Right. Creighton was in the Valley.
Yep.
UNO still had football and were D2 across the board. And now look at the transition that you've made. The College World Series was still being played at Rosenblatt. I mean, this is you have ushered in a new era. And I will say, I don't want to blow too much smoke because, you know, I'm telling you, Nick, your show was different, and that's why it succeeded, is that it was different than Sharp and Benning, you know, and it's different than the afternoon show on Sportsmanlike Conduct. It is a different deal, and that's why people were able to listen to you after DB and Gary and before the afternoon show, because it was different. And I think that you can't say enough about what niche that your show filled over the years.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. I mean, the one thing I can remember when we started Chick and Nick, one of the thoughts from some people was like, well, gosh, are you just going to have, is it going to be just a repeat show of Unsportsmanlike Conduct? You know what I mean? Like, can you have that different of shows? And that's the thing that I think that's been cool about what we've been able to do at 1620 is, like, we've had a lot of different shows and they've all kind of sounded the same. Or sounded different, excuse me. They all haven't sounded exactly the same. And I don't know what to attribute that to, but like, Gary, Sharp and Benning doesn't sound anything like Unsportsmanlike Conduct, and Unsportsmanlike Conduct doesn't sound anything like what I was doing. And I think like, that's all what kind of made it work.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, but you know, when there's news of the day, you're there for the listener, you know, like when there's a breaking news Husker wise, or if there's a news conference, whatever. I mean, obviously, everybody knows the straw that stirs the drink is Nebraska football, and
sure,
you guys can attack it in different ways, and I think that is so effective. And I will tell you, you will maybe be done on the radio on a daily basis here in Omaha, but man, I will still laugh at some of the bits that me and you have had. You know, me bringing up McDonald's cheeseburgers and
yes,
people in, like, a, you know, giving people a lens into my crazy family life, and And even before that with Schick, they're talking about, I still laugh when you say send in the robot. You know, when you say send in the robot, I chuckle. I chuckle. That's a surefire way to get me laughing. It's just funny.
Well, there's not a lot of people that, you know, you can have on the radio that are willing to kind of go there and be silly and be self-deprecating. And you were always one of a lot of the interviews that I would do. You were always one that I knew I could kind of just relax, you know, because you and I could talk serious, but we didn't take sports too serious at times.
Right, right. And I do want you to know that I did use my 30% coupons at Kohl's today in your honor.
Don Juan coupon. So yes.
Don Juan coupon was in.
You are.
This morning.
You are.
Oh, no question. Cole's a lady. Oh, talk about it. I got a new suit for Big Ten Media Days.
Oh,
and
you
got
it.
Okay. Great. Here's the 30%. And the nice woman cashier, she says, oh, a 30% coupon. And then she says, that will help. I said, you bet. You bet
it
will.
You bet it will, honey.
You bet it will.
You bet. Well, great. And you know what? You're going to look good because now the new media rule of there'll be a dedicated camera to the media members that are asking the questions.
I tell you, Nick, that's a scary, scary notion. And one of the bad news things is I usually eat like on my lap between interviews.
Man, uh-oh.
It's a bad look, and I'm gonna have to take a different road now. I'm gonna have to actually sit at a table and eat my Valentinos before the interview, because nobody wants to see me stuffing my face. And I eat the pizza I'm like Costanza with the
fork
the
and the knife.
Yeah, I eat my pizza knife and fork because I can't get greasy fingers when I'm writing my notes on my computer. So I am a fork-eating pizza guy on Mondays at 11:30.
I don't know what you're going to do. That sounds like, I mean, you probably got to quit, right? I mean, and people say, why'd you quit? Like, well, there's now a camera on me when I'm going to be asking questions at press conferences, and I have to have pizza.
Either that or a bunch of granola bars and just
square off. Granola bar, come on. Come on, don't you do that. Don't keep fighting the good fight, Andy. And that's eating pizza and not granola bars, right? That's
right.
That's the fight we all bet. Well, real quick before I do say goodbye, give me the, you know, we all kind of can laugh and roll our eyes at Big Ten Media Days. Is there like, do you have one prevailing top thing that you are interested in your time in Chicago in a couple of days?
Two things, Nebraska specific, is one, give me an update on how you're handling all these guys with their run-ins at the law, okay?
I'm
expecting a blanket statement from the head coach right when he gets at the podium, like the side podium, not necessarily the main podium. You know, when he gets that side session where he goes on for, it's I think, at noon on Thursday, and he'll get a half hour or 45 minutes with him, and I'm guessing he will say, ABC, this is how we're handling it, ABC, and move on. And then number two, collectively, how do they handle expectations, whether it be Nebraska as a head coach with Scott Frost or Adrian Martinez with the Heisman hype? Because it is unprecedented having a team coming off back-to-back 4-8 seasons to get this much love going into a football season. So I think those two are the biggest thing.
Totally. It is unprecedented. It really is. Well, this should be an interesting couple of days in Chicago. Andy, you know, thank you for everything. Let's make sure we stay in touch. Go grab a McDonald's cheeseburger or a Diet Coke or something like that sometime. Okay?
We will do both. And I will be in touch, Nick. You're not getting rid of me.
That sounds great. Thank you, Andy.
I can't quit you, Nick.
I can't quit you, AK. Okay, I can't quit you. See you later. Andy Kindy, KTV Sports Director. That's a guy that I don't know if you guys have any of those types of people in your life. Or like, I can't recall. I literally can't recall the first time I met him. But I don't. It's like we've always known each other. He's got that special quality to him, man. He really, really does. 402-951-1620. We are just humming along here in this hour. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to talk to Robin Washit. Marty Cordero, GM of the Storm Chasers, still going to stop by. You can email me, nick@1620zone.com. Hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. Game time. But I'm hearing screams from the stands.